the clock out with a different look. Both teams seem to be satisfied with the way the score is, as Sandusky leads USA 16-6 with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Sandusky in no hurry, and USA obviously not using any of their timeouts either. So back to the wing tee to the left formation this time for Sandusky.
And it's going to be a handoff to number 25, Brian Ross. Around the left end, he has some running room, but he gets the last scrimmage at the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 4, and fourth down and 10, and now we have a whistle, and it's going to be a timeout called, and this called by USA with 1:05 remaining in the second quarter. It's Sandusky 16, USA 6. Dave Hanson, we're going to stick with you here. As what do you think, USA now trying to play some clock management. They now, Sandusky with a 4th and 10, come up with a stop and try and march it down the field.
Well, a minute 5 isn't enough time, I don't think, for USA's wing tee offense to drive all the way down the field without a broken play or some sort of broken tackle that goes for a huge gain. I think that in this play, Clark, they're looking to try and see if Sandusky goes for it here. Maybe they get a sack and better field position. Or two, they bring the special teams out, and maybe a bad snap or something could lead to a big play for the Patriots. But they're going to force Sandusky here to run a play on 4th and 10 and hoping they can turn the tides in the Patriot favor.
So USA is back on the field. They're ready to play defense. Sandusky still in the huddle. Craig Jacobson, head coach for Sandusky. Former assistant coach for Dave Corbel back in the day. 1:05 remains in the first half. 4th and 10 for Sandusky, working off the left hash. They're at the USA 36-yard line. This drive started with 5:16 left in the second quarter, now about 4 minutes and some change. One receiver wide to the right, he's back to pass. Campbell looking downfield, down the far hash, and this one's tipped and hit the hands of his intended receiver, which was Trenton Lee. At about the 15-yard line, fell incomplete. He had no chance of bringing that one in. Clock stops, and it's a turnover of downs with 59 seconds left. USA ball at their own 36-yard line.
Aggressive play call by Sandusky, but I like it because the USA Patriots are in a zone defense, and they only have a couple defensive backs back there. It's one-on-one, basically, coverage. So if you get a good route, a good timing, and a good throw, which Ryan Campbell did throw a good ball just a little bit outside of his receiver. Not able to, and USA will take over on their own 35-yard line.
And it's a handoff up the middle. This one's to Ray-Ban, and he gets out to the 40-yard line. It is a gain of 4 on the play. Second down, 6 to go, brought down by Preston Schultz, linebacker for senior for Sandusky. 44 seconds left. Clock continues to wind down. No,
here comes the
no
hurry-up
huddle.
Offense.
The hurry-up offense for Sandusky, or for USA. Micah Kramer keeps it for himself. He's in midfield, and he runs out of bounds inside Sandusky territory at their own, at the 48-yard line. He started the 40, and he got 12 yards on the play. He needed 6 for the first down. Stops the clock. He ran out of bounds. 32 seconds left.
Good play fake there by Micah Kramer, because he even had me fooled for a second. I thought number 30, Alan Ray-Ban, had it again up the middle. This time, Micah Kramer, with a slew of bears ahead of him, was able to get to the sideline and a nice gain and get out of bounds to stop the clock, as they're now in Sandusky territory with 32 seconds left in the first half.
Halfway through the second, Ubley leads Vassar 14-0. Micah Kramer rolling to his right, down to pass, and it's caught at the 34-yard line into the hands of number 88, Rocky Hahn, the tight end, junior for USA. And it's a completion, moves the chains, stops the clock momentarily, and looks like the USA, Josh Hahn, potentially related to Rocky Hahn, calls a timeout. 1st and 10 for USA at the Sandusky 34-yard line.
25 seconds left in the half. I believe USA just used their final timeout, and a little bit of play action there, and an athletic play by Micah Kramer as he delivers that pass under duress off his back foot to an open Rocky Hahn, who makes the tackle. And he was very open, Clark, out there. Sandusky really getting aggressive, trying to get to Micah Kramer quickly, leaving their deep safety out on an island, and was able to get a first down. Now USA inside the 35-yard line, 34 yards to be exact, to pay dirt. But out of timeouts, 25 seconds. Sandusky has to be aware that probably Micah Kramer is going to throw the football here. So we'll see what kind of pass defense Sandusky has.
How about this from Brown City and Cass City? Brown City actually scored first. It was 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. Cass City tied it with 7:31 remaining in the second quarter. And then Brown City fires back, leads 14-8, and Cass City just scored 14-14, and then they fumble, and Cass City rumbles in, and now Cass City leads 22-14 just before the half. First and 10 for USA, 25 seconds remain in the first half here, and it's a handoff up the middle to Ray-Ban. That would be number 24, Hunter Bone, out for 2 yards. And now they're going to have to hustle. 14 yards brought down by number 68, Ben Krieger. Micah Kramer under center, and they're going to go for it. Handoff to Ray-Ban, this time to the right side. And that potentially could be the last play of this first half as he gets out for maybe 2 yards. And that is exactly how the first half will end. With USA getting one last chance, but they could not cash in on it, but they only trail by 10 points to Sandusky. 16-6 through 24 minutes on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, kids, it's back to school time. Hey, parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
WLW Sports Network at the half as Sandusky leads USA 16-6. Now listen in to the Sandusky Marching Band Halftime Show. A beautiful night from Sandusky, Michigan. And thank you for joining us here on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight in a very cozy booth here. Open air booth as well. So let's take a listen in to a very high-numbered Sandusky band.
Changed forever. The Sandusky High School Marching Band will now present a snapshot of rock music in the 1980s. This show is going to begin with a 1987 smash hit by Guns N' Roses from their debut album titled Appetite for Destruction. We hope you enjoy Welcome to the Jungle.